Let's see. So that takes us to the end of communications.
We have one more. 926. Kelly Tadlock.
I apologize. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Request of Kelly Tadlock to address council regarding St. John's truck strategy phase two safety improvements.
This is PBOT's letter to the various
great.
Residents.
Thank you.
Just give them a copy.
Okay. Thank you. That's the PBOT letter. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I want to say how grateful I am that Donna Cohen has been on this for so long on our behalf in the neighborhood. I want to speak to you today about the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan that Donna just spoke about. I have lived near Fessenden Avenue for the last 15 years. It's not if there will be a traffic fatality on this unsafe street, it's when. PBOT's Vision Zero Anatomy of an Unsafe Street fits Fessenden. It is an unusually wide street. It's a collector street. Cars travel in excess of 35 miles per hour. There are no marked or signalized crossings for over a mile in either direction. There is a long, dangerous blind curve. Vision Zero says we should correct these unsafe streets by installing marked crosswalks with signals. This street bisects a densely populated neighborhood where over half of the St. John's community lives. The demographic is low-income, elderly, disabled, children, and people of color. In order to get to Fessenden from my street without sidewalks, pedestrians have to travel directly in the street. Cars often travel at 35 miles per hour to cut through to Columbia Boulevard. In my case, to get to Fessenden, I have to roll directly in the street to an unmarked intersection and hope that cars going over 35 miles per hour in either direction will see a person in a wheelchair and allow me to cross. Trucks Off Fessenden formed in 2008. Our first success was getting the trucks off Fessenden. Neighbors protested with signs in their yards and in the street with news media. PBOT then put up signs that instructed trucks to use the designated truck route. Traffic Enforcement Division gave tickets to truckers using Fessenden. Then the truck traffic stopped. The community worked with PBOT for 17 months in 2013 to approve three pedestrian signals, marked crosswalks, and speed reader boards at the blind curve on Fessenden. This was the original approved PBOT plan for 2018. However, June 2017, PBOT met with the St. John's Neighborhood Association to give an update. The original plan had changed, and the safety improvements would be stripped from most of the plan on Fessenden. Instead, they would put a bike facility on Lombard. This area, unlike Fessenden, is not densely populated. This updated version of the original plan was done without notice, explanation, or sufficient documentation. The community members who had worked with PBOT should have been informed of this update, which should have triggered an amendment process to the original approved plan. Community members met with Commissioner Saltzman, and neighborhood associations wrote letters in support of the original plan. PBOT now says they will install our crosswalks after all, but not in 2018. Sometimes in the future after projects are completed, like the bike facility. The time to make Fessenden a safe street is more urgent than installing a bike facility on Lombard. That project should wait. Yep. We have been waiting long enough for a safe street. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Could I just ask one follow-up
sure.
question? And you may not have the answer, and I certainly don't. Do you know what the cause of the delay is for the flashing signal crossings?
No, I have not been given any information on why that can't happen in 2018.
Okay. I will certainly.
I would appreciate it.
I can shed some light on that.
Thanks.
So as I said a minute ago, yes, our goal is to have those all installed in the 2018 construction season. The possible exception may be the Hawk Light Beacon. And it deals with negotiations with the federal government about whether these things can be included and funded by the feds.
Okay. It's a federal contractor, federal.
Right.
My understanding was that that didn't require a federal warrant.
Yeah. Well, I think we're trying to get the federal warrants if we can. But regardless, it's going
to
happen.
I think Donna could speak to that, actually.
Well, I don't know if we want to get into a lot of detail here, but...
Why not? It's been 15 years in the making.
The safety
Give
projects
them a few more
are going
minutes.
To happen in 2018.
It's important. We need to have it to happen before we have a traffic fatality.
Well, it sounds like we're all in agreement that we want the flashing beacons.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Let me work with Commissioner Saltzman.
Yeah,
we'll dig
we would like
a
to get it
in
2018.
Got
that
it.
Would be
and it sounds
ideal.
Like we're all on the record saying we're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's see what the hang-up is. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate everybody who came in today.
To
thank
get
you.
$4 million
and that is the complete.